Welcome to episode 106 of CMBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. We also have Brian and Mark hanging out with us tonight.
Hola!
And that's because we are drinking barley wines. That's right, guys. High alcohol.
Barley wines.
High hops. High malt.
Explain high alcohol.
Everything. These could be from...
So what makes a barley wine a barley wine?
10% all the way up to potentially 20%.
They call them barley wines. This is the unofficial definition. Because, you know, barley is the grain that makes beer, but they ferment it long enough to the point that it gets to a alcohol content similar to wine. Wine is typically 11% and 11 to 15% sure. alcohol. Beer's typically 3 to 8, 6, 9. 7,
right.
They're pushing the envelope with 12 and 13. Barley wines go up around 20%.
Hmm. Woo!
Ooh, and so part of what the importance of this episode is I was starting to collect barley wines about
a long time ago.
4 years
like
ago.
Before I moved. No, it was like,
yeah, it was
like
you
6
moved.
Years ago.
Okay, 6 years ago. With the anticipation we'd get 2 or 3, and then Chris and I would get together and do a special barley wine episode. And then he moved. But I kept picking up barley wines.
Yeah, it must be quite the extensive collection by now.
Well, right now we have 5
6
bottles.
Or so.
But I don't think for this experience we're going to be able to go through. So we've limited down to 3 to start with.
So this is...
a barley wine cellar?
I did have a barley wine cellar. It's the refrigerator in my garage.
This is the Duck Rabbit Barley Wine Ale from the Duck Rabbit Craft Brewery out of beautiful Farmville, North Carolina. And it is 11% alcohol by volume.
It's an agricultural.
And this one had a little bit of mold on the bottle even. That's from the barley wine cellar you have. You buried it like I dug out of the backyard.
I dug it. It had a
stream flowing through there.
It looks like a perfect barley wine because what is it called? Duck rabbit.
It's the Duck Rabbit barley wine ale.
And I do believe, didn't we get something else from Duck Rabbit back in the day?
Yeah, they have that stout milk stout. Okay. So this guy is a little bit hazy, but like
orange brown,
color, like darker, like
dark
amber. Dark amber. That's a good explanation.
Yeah. Explanation.
When I first sniffed this, like hairs in my nose burned from the alcohols.
Yep.
I get some of the alcohols.
Are you getting any caramel in there?
I get some caramel. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does it have a year on it by any chance?
Best if used by 1993. It does not.
It says Duck Rabbit Barley Wine is the hoppiest of all Duck Rabbit brews. This is a Farmville style barley wine crafted the way brewers in Farmville have always done. Loads of Amarillo hops give a piney, citrusy bitterness that's supported beautifully by a toffee malt backbone.
Toffee.
Yeah, that's where I was getting that caramel.
I know that this beer is at least 5
this
years
one's
old.
Been sitting around for a while, so the hops are not going to be as present. But yeah, the toffee and the kind of caramel toffee is what I'm catching.
It says best if used by date indicated, and there's no date indicated.
Seriously?
Yeah, because you can...
Because the mold age. Covered it up?
I mean, barley wines are meant to be aged.
The bouquet is kind of a...
Oh, this is way...
cough medicine.
Mellow. Wait, you're getting cough medicine?
A little bit.
Oh, no way. I'm getting this as like a mellow... I was expecting more of that yeasty, burny, bready thing we got with that Sam Adams. This is like a mellow drink.
Oh, no.
Beer.
These aren't as bad as that, as the Triple Bock.
All cherry.
Yeah,
there's some cherry. Yeah.
This is a good... This. I mean, again, maybe I should have got a six-pack of these and drank them year over year to chase the difference. But, you know, again, this has aged quite a while. This is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I like it, yeah. Nice.
Did we even get through half the bottle?
Between
three of us?
No, we don't need to.
We're going to die. I'm going to drink all this stuff after you leave. I'm going to be like hammered for a year.
I definitely get some of the, what do they call those fruits? The
raisins?
The big nuts in the middle? apricot. They call them
apricots.
What is that variety of fruit? They call them like
dates,
stone figs? Fruits.
Stone fruits. There stone fruits. I get some stone fruit. Yeah, I'll edit this so I sound better.
Yeah.
So guys, I really get some stone fruit.
Would you say it's like a stone fruit smell? So
you're picking
or
up like a stone fruit? Fruit.
Yeah, you're picking up some stone fruit.
What's a stone fruit?
Yeah. You know, a peach.
I mean, it's like an apricot, but not really.
Or
not
a peach.
Really. Yeah.
I get maybe like dried fruit flavors.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. Wasn't it? Isn't that what it was? I gave my love something that had no bone.
I don't know.
I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but I don't know what it's from.
It's beautiful. You have a lovely singing voice.
All right, guys. I've got a list to talk a little bit about while we're doing this. The top rated barley wines according to Beer Advocate, and we'll kind of talk through the top nine. I'll do three, and then we'll drink another beer. We'll do three, and then
absolutely.
All right. So number nine is called David Humphreys from Cigar City Brewing.
I love Cigar City Brewing.
Number eight.
Wait. What is this a list for? I missed what
this is. The top barley wines.
Oh, top barley
according
wines.
To Beer Advocate. Is that what you did last week, Mark? Was it a Beer Advocate list you had?
It was for Maryland.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Number eight.
I think I remember that.
Twisted Trace. I mean, it was a few weeks ago, but from Minneapolis Town Hall Brewery.
Well, I know Surly Brewery's out in Minneapolis. I haven't heard about this other one.
And then number seven, Tree of Light. From Treehouse Brewing Company.
We love ourselves some Treehouse.
Yeah. You know that.
You're going to go up there. They're opening up a Boston office.
Oh, we might.
They might be there when you get there. You got to check that shit out, man.
All right. Did you have a Hill Farmstead in somewhere?
I do have. That's going to be for our video episode.
Is it? Okay. Is it the barley wine?
It's not a barley wine.
Okay. All right. Let's grab the next barley wine.
Wait, we didn't finish the list?
No, we're going to do
three at a time
throughout the tasting thing.
We're going to be leveraging the suspense factor.
I like that. I think that's a brilliant idea.
People got to commit if they want to hear the rest
of
the list.
All right. Everyone knows this brewery. You can get it all over the place. This is from Stone Brewing.
Our friends in San Diego.
This one does have the year on it, Mike. This is the 2015 release.
Oh, my God.
Old Guardian. Barley wine style ale.
Well, so if I got this in 2015, then that means I got the Duck Rabbit in 2014. So
this is 7 years old. Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
A little too much there for Brian.
I'll need a separate glass. Thank you, sir.
All right.
There's a lot of particulates kind of floating around this one.
In yours?
Yeah.
So this the color of this one is like not as hazy.
And the strong deep pour that I got.
Similar amber color, a little bit lighter than the last one, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Yeah, it's similar in color, but it's not quite as.
Do you get any on the nose anything? Not as strong as the last one, I don't think.
No, it's not. I'm still picking up some caramel in there. That's probably the barley that's really popping out like that. There's a book on the back of this.
A novel, all right.
Stone Cold Guardian novel? Barley Wine Style Ale Classic Release. Sunday, 9:59 p.m.
Bloody Sunday.
It literally is a book on the back of this.
Can you summarize?
I don't know.
Like, when you say literally is a book, like it has pages for you
to turn,
just lots of words?
It's lots of words. Oh, okay. This is
literally
11.2... alcohol by volume. And
11.2, okay.
That's kind of it.
Of this entire novel, the 11.
I'm not reading this novel. I gotta be at work at.
Oh wait a minute! Which one am I drinking now?
This is Stone.
I got confused.
A little bit of stone fruit in there.
The Stone one.
No, the one that one's the Stone.
This one?
Yeah, the Old Guardian. No, that one's the Stone.
This one is?
Yes.
Oh, you got work to do, Fred.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, it's a deep amber. Oh, what's that particulate just floating around in there?
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's a gnat.
So, this has been sitting since
2015.
And it hasn't gone off.
No, it's...
This is tasty. I'm enjoying this barley wine experience.
So Stone, very well known for their IPAs and hoppy beers. So, per what Mark was talking about earlier, no bottle is big enough to tell the entire tale of a night this epic. Check out the whole story on the Stone blog. So there's even more.
Wow. So there's like they're sending you to their website because that 1,000-word label is not enough.
The point of these 1,000 words is there's more words to come.
Yes. So I visited the Stone Brewery, did a tour there. It's a very cool brewery.
In San Diego?
Yeah.
I still have never been to San Diego. I need to go. So
go sometime.
I love San Diego as a city. It's beautiful. It's great.
Never been. You know what I mean?
Gaslight District.
San Diego. The whale's vagina.
Anchorman. You did a lot of traveling around, right, Mark?
I did back in the days, yeah.
Yeah.
Also nice in La Jolla, kind of just outside the town.
La Jolla?
Yes.
So... I mean, not to be critical.
La Jolla, there's this great...
you are speaking into a microphone.
Yes.
Taco bar.
Okay, just throwing that out there.
What are you trying to say?
The Maryland mumble does not come across super well.
I'm trying to convey a little bit of regional flavor here.
Okay. So, you're kind of like Harrison Ford when he delivers a line in the movie.
Is it important to you to get all this on the mic too?
Whip.
Put that in a museum.
Why is someone jogging with a headlamp out there? What the? Oh, it's Indiana Jones.
This belongs in a museum, Bartok. What's his name?
I watched
Balak?
The... I watched...
Balak.
The trilogy.
Yeah, they never made another one after that, did they? I've never seen that, and I never will.
You're not.
The fourth one?
You're fine.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Everything I've heard is just like not to be topical.
All right, so what are the flavors from this beer, guys? Come on, let's get on target here.
What are we talking about?
Old Guardian.
Fucking smooth and well aged.
Pretty easy to drink for a barley wine for an 11 point something percent.
I mean, that went down like water
compared to the last one.
Yeah, it's definitely very, very smooth.
I'd say a little bit of caramel.
There we go.
Well, and that's what I said about the first one.
So you got caramel for real off of this?
I get.
I don't know.
Caramel.
I don't know. I just wanted to say words.
All right.
So in comparison to the previous one, the booziness doesn't come off on this one. The sweet notes come a little better. It's like a mellow, but it maintained its effervescence. The only thing that threw me off was like the particulates floating around in the glass. I was like, what is that?
I get a little bit of booziness.
A little bit of booziness?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
All right, the next three of the top nine barley wines.
Oh, he's just doing the list.
Aaron Double Barrel from Hill Farmstead Brewery. That's why I mentioned that earlier.
Excitement building.
Great from Alpine Beer Company. Double Double Cask from Kane Brewing Company. That one has 760 reviews, and it's highly rated, so that one must be good. Oh, no.
There we go.
Quick hit pause.
Three-peat bitches.
I don't know. Davis called it. He said these guys were going to win it. You owe him $30 if they win.
There's 6 minutes and 22 seconds.
He can collect, but I don't have $30.
I'll have to remind him.
I'll cover your bet,
right.
Mark.
He doesn't care.
Okay.
Oh, Palat, lovely.
Where? What's the next beer, Mike?
So, next beer comes with a beer story, and I'm glad that Joanna showed up for this because she was key to this whole experience. So, I turned 50 100 years ago, several years ago.
Last year.
And Joanna, who you heard on last week's episode and may say a couple words on this week's episode.
She made it back.
She worked to get this custom shirt. I was treated to this was in the pandemic.
Let me take a picture of it and I'll post it on our Facebook page.
In 2021.
And then you guys will know what we're talking about.
But more importantly is this.
Yep. The brewery list.
This was the brewery list. So like a good concert tour. But yeah, it was very, very well designed. It's beautiful. A tap. And it's very stylistic. Like her cousin is a complete brand manager with her design. It's awesome. So one of the breweries we went to is a brewery called 2SP Brewing Company. And my cousin organized the tour, so it was outside of Swedesboro, New Jersey, but this happened to be in Pennsylvania right across the border because it was a friend of his that he, Bob Barrar, or Barrar, it's not R-A-R, but that guy probably should go brew for R-A-R. Yeah.
Babar?
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of R's in his name. He should go work for R-A-R Brewing. But when we were there, he took us on a background tour. There was a beautiful cat just hanging around in the brewery. Is a great. Well, I shouldn't have mentioned a cat. So on their brewery, they have a brewery cat that toured along to keep the place clean of
mice
and etc. But as we were going through, I was presented with this birthday beer, and it was a special batch barley wine.
Just for you.
Did you drink any while you were there?
I did not.
They just gave you this bottle.
They gave me this bottle. They gave us a bunch of special stuff on tap while we were there.
Okay.
They really rolled out the red carpet. It was a fantastic time. And then they presented this bottle. They said, let it age.
Yep.
So now it's aged. This is going to be the youngest barley wine of the night.
Yeah.
At a year.
Well, I'm not sure because I believe he told me it had aged prior to handing to me. Unfortunately, I did not record that data. And as you can see, the label on this beer...
It's just a Sharpie.
...is a piece of duct tape with Sharpie because this really was like handmade beer.
Yeah.
These guys are still... But I've seen them. They actually distribute to the Delaware Christiansburg Costco... Because I got some 2SP beer tax-free at that Costco because I am cheap. I'm frugal. So, are we ready to get that tap? It.
That's a good
you
story.
You were there for that brewery tour. Did you enjoy yourself? Do you remember that brewery with the cat?
Oh, here it is.
Don't answer right away.
Be no time.
Don't answer right away.
Here it comes, guys.
Yes, I totally remember that. I remember the cat. Yeah. And I remember the guy, and I remember the rice. Didn't he have rice?
Yes.
What was that?
She's like, did I enjoy myself? Did I enjoy myself? Let me think about that.
I don't remember what the rice.
It was with the hop or the barley or something.
Oh, no, that was, yeah, it was the, it, those, it was
ooh,
the
that
barley,
is
yeah.
dark.
Mm-hmm. All right, so of our barley wines, this has had the darkest, most cherriest of
color. I remember you had a lot of fun drinking this.
So this is purple. What are you laughing at? It is.
This is, yeah, it's very dark. Oh, and the head instantly disappeared.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It smells a little vanilla-y.
Ooh, this smells like wine.
Do you smell
vanilla?
Do you smell wine?
I smell grape in
a marriage beer.
A marriage beer?
The head instantly, just, never mind.
I actually know what you mean.
You gotta say that again. He said, this is a marriage beer.
I'm getting a little bit of chocolate in there. Some cocoa?
Sorry, it's terrible.
Oh, wow, yeah. And it's got a lot of
it's got some wine
flavors.
In it, some grape in it.
Oh, so like
raisin. It also has a little bit of almost like a brandy.
Yeah, oh, that is tasty.
Yeah. Why are you not drinking beers all this?
You need a sip of this one, Mark. This is good.
This goes with your beer, Mark.
I know what I taste.
What do you taste?
And this is perfect for the old guys.
Yeah?
I taste prunes.
Prunes.
I get that.
This will clear up.
Now it's all this is all
regular. It's going to keep you right. You just get rid of the Metamucil and
we're all good.
Right
drink
into
this.
That.
Just drink this. It's smooth though. It's like you could. I could see like having a cigar sitting on a leather chair with like dead animal heads around you.
Many leather bound books.
Yeah, leather bound books.
Yeah. You get like a little
back
black
when we used to colonize
flavor.
Yeah.
Supreme Court's bringing it back, baby. Oh. Now
yeah,
I don't
that's
like
purple.
This beer anymore.
Yeah.
This beer tastes like everything is wrong with America.
It tastes like purple.
It tastes like purple. But no, this really is. It's a very
sweet,
well-blended flavor
aftertaste
here.
Of oppression.
A lot of
aftertaste of oppression.
Tastes like patriarchy. Oh, it's so good.
I was trying to compliment its sophistication, but it all leads into that.
Well, it's got a lot going on the nose, especially initially.
Oh, jeez.
Get him. Kill him.
I think it's Plots, isn't it?
Coco. Oh, Plots? Somebody's in the house. That's what's making her bark. So you can tell from the sound pitch when she barks, like when you add it.
Yeah.
Just like marks
it. Peeking it out. That was a dog.
There's the prune in there. Some kind of, you said raisin, dried fruit.
Yeah.
But it also has like hints, like it's almost got a vanilla finish.
I smelled more vanilla than
you're tasting.
It tastes like
you didn't get any cocoa or chocolate on there.
Like a black licorice.
Licorice.
A little anise. Yeah. Yeah. I like this. It's despite all the politics we put into it, it's a good flavor profile.
It's alcohol-y too.
It is definitely.
What do you know? Obviously, doesn't say in black magic marker what the alcohol content.
I went to their website and I didn't like see any.
I don't think they actually released the barley wine. That's why it was in bottles. Like, it was like a local thing to them. We should pause.
Let me look.
Since it is an audio. While we were website researching. Coco, what do you think of barley wine? Coco, do you like barley wine?
I'm looking to see if they have any other barley wines.
So many noises.
Beers of 2SP Pass.
That would maybe match this.
They don't even have it on their beers of the past.
Right, it doesn't even have a barley wine as an option.
Yeah.
Wait, you got a personal trainer?
What?
Look at the calendar. It's fancy.
I don't even know how I wrote that. What I like is I
wrote
it
right for barley.
How the fuck are you going to have a party?
Nothing there.
We have all this shit lying around.
Was that about this?
It's about my yard.
Oh. Because for us, like,
oh, party in the yard.
No one gives a shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's like old times. What do you mean?
That's the problem. It's just like, yeah, but you can't have like, people up for a graduation party. You got shit all around your house. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, people you don't know that well, you're right. You gotta be careful.
Right.
If it was us, you wouldn't care.
No.
Yeah. Pardon. They have one called Rum Reserve, which sounds interesting.
That might be this.
And a Samoa stout.
Oh, I think this thing was aged in rum barrels. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That was a lot of dead air.
I'm getting tired.
You can't get tired. We have two more barley wines to go.
What?
No, I'm leaving.
You're crazy, man.
All right, so I'm leaving those sealed.
I got to drive home.
We'll do those next time.
All right. Well, who's going to drink all this barley
wine? We do have to do the video episode, though.
All right. You can do the video? We're all
all right. Let me just finish up with the top three barley wines.
All right. So, ready?
Number three.
3, 2, 1, cut.
Three, the top three barley wines, according to Beer Advocate. Anabasis from Side Project Brewing. A Deal with a Devil, Double Oak Aged from Anchorage Brewing Company.
I've been to Anchorage Brewing Company.
And A Deal with a Devil, Triple Oak Aged from Anchorage Brewing Company.
Yeah, I've tried none of those, but I was at their brewery. I believe Anchorage Brewing Company had a Spruce IPA.
Let me just look down this list and see if there's one that jumps out.
You know, it's good to talk with your hand, not in front of your mouth.
Dude, I edit the podcast. I know what's going on.
Okay.
Mr. Pound the Table every 3 seconds.
Did I really keep doing that?
No, not this time.
Okay, good. I keep coming up. How long have we been doing this? 10 years. Our podcast is going to last longer than my first marriage.
Okay. We had three barley wines tonight. Mike, which was your favorite?
I would have to go with the... Well, out of loyalty to the gift it was, I'll say the 2SP. But really, it's the Old Guard. It aged well and maintained its effervescence. Had a nice flavor profile. Still maintains effervescence. You can see in the bottle, the head's still there.
Yeah, 7-year-old beer holding together like that. That's awesome.
Pretty impressive. Now, the other barley wine was good. It's just, I wish I knew more about what it was trying to accomplish and make, give it credit. It's like, oh, we did this. We aged in this barrel. Like, I don't have enough details about it. And I was horrible and did not remember when it was presented to me all the details provided, because it was my second brewery and I had a lot of beers.
Brian, which one would you...
I'm going to go with the final. I think it was aged in brandy barrels, and I think that really came through. I could taste it.
Okay, I'm going to go with the last one, too. I just, especially that initial sniff.
Like, well, now I feel bad I didn't pick it.
The first sniff you get on something, you get a lot more... complexity, and this one, like, I got that complexity. There were like different notes going on, and I thought it was an easy drinker too. Very nice.
Yeah, definitely. Like, surprised that all three of these were as easy drinking as they actually were.
Good job, 2SP, and thank you for the birthday beer.
Thank you, 2SP. So,
and thank you, Mike, for saving it.
Yes, this was a passion project. Which, when we finally get to the next set of barley wines 6 years from now, they'll be really old.
All right, Mike, let's close this one out.
Let's take ourselves out. I'm trying to pull up the outro here. And thanks for listening to CNBC episode 106. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us, cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CNBC podcast. We're about to record a video episode, which you will find on YouTube, youtube.com/CNBC podcast. And for the updates on everything that's going on, I always post something on Twitter, @CNBC podcast.
And you can tick our talk.
I'm not doing that.
No, that's not the right thing.
It's too much. I don't go for short form. But we do short form on our YouTube channel.
Humankind was built on beer, from the world's first writing to its first laws and rituals, social, religious, and political. Civilization is soaked in beer.
Oh, I like that one. Drink a beer.
Drink a beer in these times of political turmoil and shittery. Cheers. Mark, that was beautiful, by the way. What? I love it when you play that piano. It makes me go, that's why I have a piano.
It's out of tune. Thank you.
It's way out of tune.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right, so we were 106?
This is 106.
Three five oh one two five. What is it again?
350125.
That's what we're opening this episode with.
Okay, go.
Welcome to episode 106 of CNBC the podcast. Let's try that again.